Mark chapter 3 and verses 1 to 6. The Gospel Command. In the previous discourse, I tried to say something on Jesus' provocation of the Jews here over the question of the Sabbath, dealing with the new covenant. The fulfillment of the old, the passing of the old wineskins, the new wineskins, the new wine coming. But in this discourse, I want to move on to the sign itself, the Gospel Command, the illustration of the Gospel. It deals with one of the great seeming paradoxes of the Gospel, namely the inability of the sinner, the deadness of the sinner, commanded to repent and believe and so on. It's worked out here by Jesus in this miraculous sign. Now, there's so much here. This is such a rich passage. And in this short discourse, I can only give the seed thoughts. Let's look, first of all, at the man's condition. No, let's look at my condition. Let's look at your condition, my friend. What is this man like in the synagogue? He's got what's known as a withered hand or a withered arm, a paralyzed, shriveled arm. He's powerless. He's helpless. He's hopeless. What can he do? He has no ability, no power. He's unable to use it. And as Luke tells us, Luke 6, it is his right hand. He is hopeless, helpless. Other illustrations deal with blindness, deafness, dumbness, paralysis. The whole thing is illustrated in the Gospel. Sinners by nature are blind, deaf, dumb, paralyzed, dead in sins and trespasses, powerless, withered arms, unable to stir, unable to move. This is my condition. This is your condition. It's not that I've got a low self-esteem or I don't think well about myself or I'm not happy enough or all that kind of stuff. It's that I'm dead in my sins and powerless before God. The second thing is, Christ picks this man out. I go so far as to say this, my friend. Christ will pick you out. Sinners make this testimony. The preacher seemed to know about me. He seemed to be addressing me. I've used the illustration before of the lady who said it was all for me. Christ does not deal in the mass, as it were, the big mass of people. Jesus sees this man here. He picks him out. He marks him out. He selects him. He addresses the man personally. Spurgeon was a great personal preacher. And he would tackle it. He said, "You think I'm being personal this morning? I am deliberately being personal. I want to be personal." Remember, that's how he was converted. The preacher in Colchester said, young man, he said, "You look very miserable." Spurgeon said, "I wasn't used to being addressed from the pulpit like this." But he said, the man has scored a bullseye because he said, "I was very miserable." He said, "I wasn't used to this kind of thing." We need this kind of a thing because Christ is like it. It's how preachers should preach. Not picking on people individually with individual sins. I'm not saying that, but we should drive it home. Asahel Nettleton, the great American preacher in the Great Awakening, the Second Great Awakening, it was said that when he looked round you, it was as though he was looking right into your soul. He was picking you out, as it were. Horatius Bonner, "I heard the voice of Jesus say, 'Come unto me.' I heard it, I heard it. It was all for me." And Christ commands this man. And Christ commands you in the Gospel. Now, what does he command this man? It's physical because it's an actual sign. It's an actual miracle here. "Step forward," he said, "and stretch out your hand." Step forward. Stretch out your hand. And the Gospel is full of commands. Hyper-Calvinists don't like this. But look, how about Acts 17:30, 1 John 3:23, and so on, Isaiah 45:22. God commands all men everywhere to repent. This is his commandment, that we believe on the name of his Son. "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Aren't those commands? Of course they are. Christ commands you, my friend. He doesn't just command the masses, the crowds. He does, but he commands you. The next thing is, your duty is impossible. This poor man couldn't stretch his hand out. Well, he could stand up, yeah, he could do that bit, but he couldn't stretch his hand out. He couldn't do it. Well, it's the same in the Gospel. Does Christ command me to repent? He does. Repent and believe the gospel, he said. God commands all men everywhere to repent. Does he command me to believe? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Does he command me to look? I can't do it. Oh, I can physically do this and that and the other. I can naturally do this and that and the other. But spiritually repent, spiritually trust Christ? No, I cannot. I need to be regenerated. This man couldn't do it. But the amazing thing is he did it. And you will too. Now, I can only think of one explanation. I'm not told here. I can only think of one explanation. If you've got any better suggestions, you can offer them to me. But the suggestion I make to you, the only answer I know is that somebody made this effectual. The poor man couldn't do it. The Pharisees couldn't do it. The synagogue ruler couldn't do it. Christ did it. Christ did it. And the result was of this effective call in the gospel, the man was cured completely. Now, I've rushed through this, haven't I? But can you see it? Your condition? Christ picks on you. He commands you. You can't do what he says, but you do do it. You do repent. You do believe. And the result is the man rejoices. He's found the new wine. He's found the liberty. He went there with his hand perishing. But he came out and he could move it. The blind man sees, the deaf man hears, the dumb man speaks, the lame man leaps his own heart. Ah, blessed be God. Let me close with two hymns, one by Henry Pace and one by John Kent. I'll mix them. This is what Henry Pace said. Ah, but for free and sovereign grace, I still had lived estranged from God, till hell had proved the destined place of my deserved but dread abode. But oh, amazed I see the hand that stopped me in my wild career. A miracle of grace I stand. The Lord hath taught my heart to fear. And then here's John Kent. Saved is a sinner who believes the sacred gospel annals show. To him repentance Jesus gives, and sin's complete remission too. He hears the Spirit's voice within. A glorious ray breaks on his eyes, shakes off at once the sleep of sin. Naked he then to Jesus flies. He's sprinkled with the blood. He knows Christ. He has eternal life. And he comes into everlasting joy. And as Henry Pace said, I fear his name, to trust his grace, to learn his will be my employ. Till I shall see him face to face, himself my heaven, himself my joy. Oh, my friend, I urge you, stand forth, as it were. Come to Christ. Believe, repent, and trust. I know you say you can, but Christ by his Spirit will give you the grace and the power. Receive the Lord Jesus and go on your way rejoicing. Amen.